So we've already said that we quite like Easter, don't we? Because Easter holidays are good. Who here likes Saturdays, generally? Who likes a Saturday? Put your hand if you like Saturday. What is it about Saturdays that we like? Sleeping. Thank you. Sleeping. Sorry, Rosie? You're being a chicken. Do you do that every Saturday, Rosie? That's really good. Any things we like about Saturdays, Jill? Football, yes. Season ticket holders, Leicester City. Football, yes. Noah? Rugby, ooh, contentious. Anyone else? Yes, yes, Millie. What do you like about Saturdays? You do your dance. You've got dance classes in the morning, don't you? So yeah, Saturday's really nice. We had a nice Saturday. Yes, we went to a wedding for some friends of ours, and that was really nice. So Saturday, it's like a day off, time with family and friends. Saturdays are like a holiday all year round, which is great. But I want to tell you a bit about a really terrible Saturday. You might have had a bad Saturday sometimes, but this was the worst Saturday. It was maybe the longest and the saddest Saturday anyone has ever had. And it was Easter Saturday. That was the day after Jesus had died on the cross. And the day before Easter Sunday, which is what we're thinking about today. So for Jesus' disciples, Easter Saturday 2,000 years ago was a terrible day. Because they'd just seen Jesus, their leader and their friend, go to a cross and die. And there was nothing they could do about it. Because remember, those disciples, they had left everything they had to follow Jesus 3 years earlier. But now it looked like all hope was gone, Jesus was dead, and the world was suddenly a very scary place. I want to look at verse 19, the bit we just had read out, Deb's read for us. It says this, on the evening of that first day of the week, the Easter Sunday, when the disciples were together, they had the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. So without Jesus in the world, the disciples are scared. Without Jesus, the world is suddenly a very scary place. And there's no way of knowing if you can trust Jesus. There's no way of knowing who is in control. Because after Good Friday, the disciples thought, maybe Jesus' enemies have won. Maybe God isn't in control. And if we think about today and the world we live in, we often can feel like that, actually. Who's in control? This world is a scary place. We think about things like there was a ferry accident in South Korea where lots of people died. There's a plane that went missing in Malaysia. There was trouble in Ukraine. There's like a football disaster years ago they're looking into where 90-odd people died. And the world is a scary place without Jesus. And there's no way of knowing if Jesus isn't around, who's going to win in the end? And sometimes we might feel like the disciples just locking the door and hiding away from the world. And the problem isn't just with the world, because without Jesus, these disciples felt ashamed. Now, if you read what happens on Good Friday, all the disciples, they're Jesus' friends, but when Jesus gets arrested, they run away. They abandon him. They don't stick with Jesus. And they all felt really ashamed of that. So Peter was one of the disciples, and he kind of followed Jesus for a while, but then when someone said, are you a follower of Jesus? He said, no, three times. I don't even know him. And then John, another disciple, he made it to the cross, but he was powerless to do anything to help Jesus. So all the disciples sitting there in that locked room are just thinking, they're full of guilt and they're full of shame because they didn't stay faithful to Jesus. And actually, again, you look at our world, a lot of us can feel ashamed sometimes. We don't always do what's right. We often get things wrong. And without Jesus in the world, there's nothing we can do about our shame. That will be what the world will be like if we stayed at Easter Saturday. But it's against that sort of background of what the world will be like that Easter Sunday is such good news. Because Easter Sunday tells us that Jesus is around. And so we don't have to be scared and we don't have to be ashamed. That's Jesus appears in that locked room and he says, peace be with you. He declares peace over his people. I'm going to read that bit again. So verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week,
when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. So Jesus says, "Look at my hands, look at my side. I'm the same Jesus, and I'm here. And I'm saying, peace be with you today. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be ashamed." And when you think you're the disciples, that is such amazing news. And that is why Easter Sunday is a day we celebrate. And we're going to think in a minute about what it means that Jesus says, peace be with you. So from John Scone's Gospel, we learn what it would have felt like for the first disciples that first Easter Sunday. It says in verse 20, the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And just as we finish today, we want to think a bit about what it does mean for us today. I think the first thing about Easter Sunday, why it's great news, is we don't have to be scared anymore because Jesus has defeated death. Remember how frightened the disciples are. They're in a room with the door locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. They think the Jewish leaders are stronger than Jesus. Or maybe it's the Roman authorities are stronger. Or maybe it's even death itself. They saw Jesus die, or at least they would have done if most of them hadn't run away. But you see, when Jesus rises from the dead, he shows actually he is the one stronger than any of their enemies. The resurrection is like Jesus' greatest victory to say, you can trust me because I am stronger than anything else that could oppose you. So we don't have to be scared anymore if we trust in Jesus, because Jesus is strong enough to keep us. And it's funny we say that, because a lot of the early Christians were killed for trusting Jesus. Again, nearly all the original disciples were executed for being Christians. And again, around the world today, people are still being killed or imprisoned for trusting Jesus. In countries like North Korea, Somalia, Saudi Arabia, it's still sort of a criminal offense to say, I follow Jesus, and that's scary. So death in some ways does still hurt Christians. It can still be painful for us, but actually the resurrection says death might be an enemy for us, but it's a defeated enemy. Again, some of the early Christians used to talk about death as being like a dead lion. Death's like a dead lion. They say, when a lion's alive, it's terrifying. It could eat you. There's something in the news this week about Longleat Safari Park and a family trapped in their car with the lions all around them, and the car had caught fire, and they had to kind of choose to stay in a burning car or jump out to where the lions were. I think the wardens came and protected them in the end. But lions, they're frightening. If they're alive and you're nearby, that's scary. But you see what Easter tells us. His death might be a scary lion, but it's actually a dead lion ultimately. We don't have to be scared of that lion anymore because Jesus has defeated it. So we don't have to be scared anymore. And the other thing I think Easter Sunday tells us is we don't have to be ashamed anymore because the risen Jesus gives us peace with God. Again, you just think about the disciples in that locked room, terrified, and they know they've messed up. They know they've blown it. They didn't stick with Jesus, even though some of them said, I'll follow you till the day I die. The minute Jesus was arrested, they ran away. So suddenly, there is Jesus in front of them. And you think, what is Jesus going to say to them? You might expect Jesus to say, where were you? You might expect Jesus to say, you blew it. I knew I couldn't trust on you. You might expect Jesus to say, you're all off the team. I want new followers. But you see, what Jesus actually says when he sees the disciples on Easter Sunday, he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And if they don't get it, he says it twice. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Jesus declares peace on everyone who trusts in him. Even when they mess up, Jesus says, I have died and risen again to give you peace. And the amazing thing about Easter is that isn't Jesus just turning a blind eye to our sin. It isn't just Jesus going, oh, I'll let you off. Actually, Jesus gives us peace at an amazing price, his death on the cross. Again, just a chapter earlier in John 19, as Jesus is about to die, he says these words, "It is finished. I have paid the debt," that means. "I have paid the price. There's nothing left to pay." So these disciples, if they trust in Jesus, they know that Jesus has set them free from their shame and their guilt. And that is part of the good news of Easter for us. It is finished. We don't have to be ashamed anymore. In fact, instead, we've got God living in us. That's verse 22 of our reading there. With this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Before Jesus died on the cross, none of us could have God living in us because of our sin, because God is too holy. But now that Jesus has paid the price for our sin, if we trust in him, we get God living in us. We don't have to be ashamed anymore. And the big message of Easter Sunday, really, is that peace be with you is now our message for the world. We live in a world that actually is scared of lots of things, most of all death. And we live in a world where lots of people feel ashamed of the things they've done. But the message of Easter Sunday is we don't have to be scared because Jesus defeated death, and we don't have to be ashamed because Jesus sets us free from our sin. And that is a message the whole world needs to hear. I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget the good news of Easter. And I think people don't need to hear it. They're very happy without it. But if we just glimpse what Jesus has done for us at Easter, then we'll actually want to worship God for that. And we'll want to share this good news with other people. So Christ is risen today. We don't have to be scared anymore. We don't have to be ashamed anymore. And that is a message to share with the world. Let's just bow our heads and pray for a second. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that when we speak to you today, we are speaking to a living King. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you defeated death and you share that victory with us. Because of you, we don't have to be scared of death and we don't have to be ashamed anymore. Because if we trust in you and say sorry for the things we have done wrong in our lives, you promise to forgive us. You promise that it is finished and the debt is paid. Lord Jesus, this Easter, would we understand more of what you've won for us at the cross and the resurrection? And would we be people who want to share that good news with the people around us? We pray that loads more people would come to know you this Easter. Amen.